So our next presenter is Myra Teta. Myra was born and raised in Detroit, Michigan. She serves as the program coordinator of the Community Outreach and Education Corps and the Environmental Health Science Corps Center at the University of Michigan. She is an alum of the University of Michigan with an undergraduate degree in political science and sociology and a master's of public policy. Myra's interests are urban planning and public health, and she is an advocate for Complete Streets. So thanks, Myra.
Thank you, Amanda, for that introduction. And even after yesterday, I can still say, go Tigers. And as Amanda said, my name is Myra Teta. I'm the project coordinator for the Community Outreach and Education Corps. And today's presentation is entitled Methods to Improve Environmental Public Health Literacy in Minority Communities. Before moving forward, I want to make sure that I recognize our Stakeholder Advisory Board members. We have a wonderful Stakeholder Advisory Board. And then also we have a great staff and faculty from the University of Michigan. So if you all can stand up and be recognized. Come on, don't be shy. The Community Outreach and Education Corps wishes to acknowledge our primary funding source, the NIEHS, National Institute for Environmental Health Sciences, and we also want to acknowledge the Health Behavior Health Education Department for the University of Michigan School of Public Health, who assisted in travel support for APHA. And just to say, I don't have any financial disclosures. So part of the University of Michigan School of Public Health Environmental Health Science Corps Center is the Community Outreach and Education Corps. And our goal is really to foster communication and understanding between community members, policymakers, and public health decision makers concerning the role of environmental exposures in disease and to increase environmental health literacy. And when we are able to increase environmental health literacy, that is very essential to environmental justice and also being able to reduce health disparities. So the objectives for today's presentation are listed, and we're going to, I will discuss the joint contributions of environmental health exposures over the life course, and also describe information of the environmental exposures that we have in our everyday life, which include the things that we breathe in, the water we drink, and the everyday products that we use. This diagram shows the role of the Community Outreach and Education Corps, which is really to foster bidirectional communication, as I stated earlier, between the university researchers, the public health decision makers, and the Detroit and Southeast Michigan community. And the Stakeholder Advisory Board, which is located in the upper right of the diagram, their role is very integral in every aspect of our work. The Stakeholder Advisory Board is very paramount to the success of our project. Each member of the SAB, which is the SAB short for Stakeholder Advisory Board, has a strong connection to Detroit and Southeast Michigan through their residency and the work they do each and every day. One of the very first decisions that the Stakeholder Advisory Board made was to decide on issues that we were going to focus on in the research. And they selected asthma, early life exposures, including preterm birth, which is something that really impacts infant mortality, which is very high in the city of Detroit, diabetes, and cancer. And they decided these outcomes to explore based on data, but just as important, community experiences that they lived day in and day out. One way that we communicate with the community is through our fact sheets. And this is an example of one of our outreach materials. It's our epigenetics and the environment fact sheets. And during the meeting, the Stakeholder Advisory Board, they reviewed the fact sheets and they helped us with the proposed grade level, the amount of text, the imagery, and the ratio of scientific and layman terminology. And just to give a quick crash course in the three topics that our center focuses on, the first one is endocrine disruptors. And endocrine disruptors, they're in our everyday life, and they can mimic hormones or interfere with the hormones that our body produces. One very popular one that we all know about is BPA. The second one that we focus on is epigenetic regulation, which these are the factors in our environment that affect our epigenome, which just stands for what's above our DNA. It's what controls everything that's running in our body. And the last one is oxidative stress. And oxidative stress is a natural process that our body makes, does. But when you're out of balance, it can cause illness. So the one way to stay in balance is with the proper amount of antioxidants in your body. And what makes oxidative stress so difficult, not to go too far down the path, is that you can't really measure oxidative stress in your body. So we have 8 fact sheets that have been produced. The first 3 are on those topics: endocrine disruptors, epigenetic regulation, and oxidative stress. And we also have fact sheets on the precautionary principle, asthma and the environment, diabetes and the environment, early life exposures and the environment, as well as obesity and the environment. In addition to our fact sheets, a video was also produced, and this was with the help of students from the School of Public Health. They had a class called Materials and Methods in Health Education, and they helped us produce a video. They learned iMovie, and they produced this amazing video, and if we have time, we'll see a short clip. And oxidative stress was selected by the Stakeholder Advisory Board as the first video to produce because of the prevalence of chronic diseases that are impacted by oxidative stress in the community. For instance, asthma is a big disease that goes on in the city of Detroit, and so oxidative stress is something that can be impacted by asthma. And the video was posted to YouTube today. Yay. And the title of the video is Oxidative Stress in Your Everyday Life. The next video will present information on prenatal exposure and endocrine disruptors. And that next video is due to the everyday relevance of endocrine disruptors, whether it's the food that we eat, the water we drink, the cosmetics that we wear, and the toys that our children play with. And the two pictures are screenshots of the video. All of our materials are translated into Spanish so that they can have a very wide reach in Detroit and Southeast Michigan. And additionally, our materials can be found on the web and in hard copy form at the FAB partner organizations, the Detroit Community Urban Research Center, which is the URC, and the Healthy Environments Partnership, HEP. In addition, we're working with local health departments, other community-based organizations, health clinics, and local libraries to also host our materials. And to assure that we were being effective in our relationships, we conducted an evaluation. The first evaluation was completed in April of 2012, and that was for our Stakeholder Advisory Board members. And that evaluation included yes-no questions, questions along the Likert scale from agree to strongly disagree, and also open-ended questions. And those questions assessed our progress towards our 3 objectives, which is to enhance the partnership with our stakeholders, increasing community awareness of scientific findings, and the last one is to increase awareness among policymakers with regard to scientific findings and environmental policy and systems changes. And the 3 things that we prioritized following the survey results were the continued bidirectional communication and collaboration between the researchers and the Stakeholder Advisory Board. And to that effect, members of the center attend each meeting and they give a report on the research that they're working on and really help the Stakeholder Advisory Board and the staff and faculty understand the terminology that they're using. The next one is effective research dissemination to community and policy audiences. And as I said, this was done in April of 2012. And since then, we have produced the video and we have completed many of our fact sheets as well. And the last one is to promote the effective communication between the center and the stakeholder advisory board, and then from the stakeholder advisory board to the community. And we are going to be doing a workshop with center members to help them communicate the science effectively to the community. And in summary, having stakeholders that are living and working in the communities that experience the excess risk that we're looking to have a positive impact on is very key to the attainment of environmental justice. And our community residents, the residents of Detroit and Southeast Michigan, experience excess exposures and limited access to protective resources day in and day out. And so our residents are very central to our efforts to address health disparities. And increasing access to accurate information about environmental exposures is critical to informing public policy decisions. And once again, I wish to thank the members of the Environmental Health Science Core Center and the Stakeholder Advisory Board members for their contributions to this presentation. And let me see a video to show. We'll just watch a very brief snippet of the video. That's just a short clip of the video, and the full video, as I said, is on YouTube, and I can entertain a few questions right now. Thank you so much.